Glad to be talking with Esther Gibb and Tammy Qualls, the advisor of GHS Student Council. And there's kind of a cool new event that they're planning to benefit a very important cause, I think, to a lot of us. And also, I think it'll be a nice, fun event. So, Esther, could you tell us a little bit about the Glow Run and why the Student Council decided that this was a good event to put together?
Well, the Student Council organizes Hope Week at the high school each year, where we all dress in different colors to support different types of cancer. And this year we wanted to do something more for that could involve the community as well. So we started originally with a GHS Color Run, which then developed into the GHS Glow Run. So it's just kind of all the proceeds are going to go towards Knox County Relay for Life for cancer research.
So it's a lot like a normal 5K or race, right? But there are some differences, right? Like the time of day, for example?
Yeah, so it's going to be from 7 to 9, and you can either walk or run it. We have glow-in-the-dark, the bracelets and necklaces, paint that you can paint your shirt with, and we even have runner's tutus.
Oh, nice.
So
very
that
good.
You can purchase there. So, yeah.
Very good. Tammy, why... you know, you were telling me before we started that you've been pretty encouraged by the sign up so far. Tell me about that. How's that gone so far?
Well, it was pretty exciting. Like, I've never done anything like this, and the Student Council has not done anything. But, you know, we could have just chosen not to do it. But we really wanted to do a community event that encourages our students and our families to get involved, as well as community members. And so when we did this, I started talking to different people who were runners, and they suggested that I go through this J3 timing. And so I've been using them, and they told me that, like, we pay a certain fee, and they will cover the registration. We do remote timing, so it's actually a competitive race that people can qualify for different heats, you know, when they're running in other races. So that's really encouraging and exciting, too. And then the other thing that they do is they provide the bibs. And so that's all done ahead of time. And so we already have like 74 people signed up. We're really hoping to, you know, I originally thought maybe 200 to 300, but I really would be excited if it's over 100 people. And I was told by someone that, hey, that's a great first time race to start with. So I'm excited about that as well.
So you would maybe have the hope that you could do this again in the future if it goes well?
Absolutely. It's something that we would like to have as a tradition that would be an annual event. And then not only is GHS, it offers a positive way that students can be involved. They can even take their little siblings. They could walk it. They can run it. We have 9 different age divisions where they can earn medals, first, second, and third. It's from 5 years old till 9. That's the first aid division. And then 70 to over is the oldest age division. I mean, and it's broken down each place. And so there, you can get a first, second, or third place medal. So that's kind of cool. But we also want to give back to our community. It's something that we do as a school. We realize that the community gives so much to education and to our young people that we want to give back. And so, you know, there's not a life that's not been touched by cancer. So all the proceeds, other than what our costs are, all the proceeds are going to the Knox County Relay for Life, like Esther said. And, you know, most of that sticks around in our community, and some of it goes to American Cancer Society for research as well.
Esther, especially with the glow paint part of it that you mentioned, is there anything that people should be, I guess, prepared for when they come, or something that they should wear outside of just normal running clothes? Are they going to get like some paint on them? Is that, or how, what should people be ready for as far as the glowing stuff?
Well, as I said before, you get the glow paint, and we provide a white t-shirt that says glow big or glow home, which Ms. Qualls is really excited about. But we have, at the end of the race, we're going to have Russ Ulrich, who donated his time for a music. There's going to be pizza, bananas, granola bars at the end. And yeah, we're really excited about
it. I don't think we've talked about the route yet. Can you tell us a little bit about how you're going to run it?
Yeah, and in answer to like the white t-shirt, you know, that they're going to get, they have a bib also they'll run with, of course, with their number, because it can be a qualifying race for people since it's remotely timed and it's done professionally. And so that's exciting. But the other thing is they can put glow paint on if they want to. If they choose not to, they don't have to. There's glow paint for their shirts, and there's also glow paint for their skin. They're two different types. Or they can just wear the glow necklaces and bracelets that, you know, you see kids wear on 4th of July or something.
Yeah.
So they don't have to wear anything special. Just dress warm if they think it's going to be a little bit chilly. I read that the low is supposed to be 59, so it'll be a little bit warmer than today, hopefully.
Yeah.
So when my other question was, oh, the route.
Oh, the route, yeah.
Yeah, the route we're really excited about because Russ Idle is working with us. And the police, Galesburg Police, which we're always thankful for their support. And they're closing off one side of Fremont Street so people can be aware of that, that that's not going to be a path they probably want to travel that evening from 7 to 9 p.m. Mm-hmm. on Friday, this Friday night. But they'll close off one side of Fremont because we start in front of the high school where they will check in and will take registration up until 6:45 p.m. And it's $20 for any student. It can be a college student. It can be, we just need to see an ID or have proof of that, or a kindergarten. It doesn't matter, elementary through college. And $25 for a community member that's non-student. So they can do that right at the that evening up until 6:45. They'll start in front of the high school. They'll go down Fremont. Then I think they turn left on Tamarin Drive. It's over near the high school, a little bit south of the high school. And so then you go down Tamarin. You'll go around Rotary Park, come back up Spruce Avenue and Franklin Street, and there's a little part that goes on to Hawkinson, then down Frank Street, over to Sweetbriar, and then back down Fremont, and we will finish in the stadium. Mm. You know, how cool is that? So they'll have a little chute that they run through, and then we will call off their numbers, and within 10 minutes, people will know where they were in their age bracket, as well as overall timing, you know. So some people might get done in 18 to 28 minutes if they're real, you know, runners and competitors that way. Mm-hmm. And then other people might get done in an hour and a half or whatever because they walk it. And that's absolutely fine. It's about just coming together as a community and having a good time. And it's a positive thing, especially it's outside. You know, we've been inside with COVID and it's time to get out and reclaim our lives. And that's what we're doing.
I think both you guys have kind of touched this in various forms, but how much do you think about, at least with some of your events, doing things out in the community? Because is it student council that does like Haunted High School or now Trunk or Treat and things like that? So they're, you know, obviously you do a lot for the students. And I know student council is also a lot of work and it's a big commitment for a lot of students. But is that something that I guess you have conversations about from time to time, is how we can do things to kind of involve the larger community outside of the school?
It is. Usually there's an executive board for student council, and it's basically made of six students who apply for that, and they have to give speeches, and then the student council elects those people because they've seen their work and worked with them in different things. You know, often I think student council has kind of been seen in the past as they just were involved in the dances and promoting dances and decorations and things like that. But we also try to help with school. We've done that with freshman orientations. We've decorated the high school before when kids came back from COVID. There were big signs everywhere. Last year when kids were on, you know, remote learning, the student council wrote a letter to every student in the student body, a positive, upbeat letter to them, just encouraging them. I think that's really cool.
Yeah.
But we also try to reach out to the community. We are involved in Angel Tree donations where we shop for kids. The whole high school, we get all of the advocacies that want to get involved, but GHS student council, they will wrap the presents that different advocacies have shopped for them, or we shop for them, and it's foster kids who are in Knox County. And we've often had about 28 to 35 kids we've adopted that way, and they give so generously. It's really cool. Other things that we've done is we've done the shoebox, the
Operation Christmas Child.
Yeah, Operation Christmas Child. You want to talk about that?
So with Operation Christmas Child, we have anyone in the school who would like to grab a box, and we fill them up with necessities, more like soaps and shampoos and things like that, but also fun toys, games, coloring books, and then we send them over to third world countries to help kids who might not have anything for Christmas, and we send those over, and it's like this weird feeling that you get just like to help someone else that you know isn't going to get anything for Christmas, and it's really great.
Yeah.
Then we've done Veterans Day breakfast. We started that, really, that was since I've been doing student council. It's something that, you know, we have veterans who come and raise the flag for us all the time at the football games or basketball games sometimes. Basketball games, usually a student, but football games, they come out and they do all kinds of things like that. But we forget to notice them or appreciate them. And, you know, we have freedom of education. A lot of freedoms that we have are based on people who have fought and died for us. And so that's been a fun event that we have had veterans come out and we fix breakfast for them. And then this year we're doing something new. We're going to help them put the flags out along the cemetery graves for Memorial Day.
Oh, yeah.
Because a lot of the elderly people, you know, that's a big task when you're bending over and you're in your 70s and 80s. You get a little sciatic problem. So hopefully the young people can help with that a little bit. So we do a lot of things in the community as well as at the school, like Breakfast of Champions. You want to talk about who they honor at Breakfast of Champions?
So Breakfast of Champions is a event that the student council puts on to recognize the student leaders in the high school. So student council, FFA, Key Club, and we asked the advisors to pick two members from their clubs who they think have shown a big strides of leadership, and we provide them. We provide breakfast. We have a guest speaker come in, and then we award them with certificates at the end.
Very cool. I'm glad you brought up all that because I knew that there was a lot that student council was involved with that maybe they don't always get credit for. So we're glad to give them a little sunshine on that.
Can I add one more thing?
Yeah, please do.
So another thing we've done is we do blood drives, and with the blood drives, for every pint that we collect, we earn scholarships for students. Not only are we saving lives, but often there's a free T-shirt, and I also tell them that they're earning scholarships for students. And so the last 3 years, we've given at least two scholarships away, $250 scholarships to seniors that are going to college. And so two of them, and they have to either donate blood or work the blood drive. So anybody who wants to donate, our next blood drive is June 3rd, and it's from 1 to 6 p.m., and we appreciate that. Or you can even say, I want to donate for Galesburg High School, and you donate at your own time if it's within 30 days before or after, you can apply it to there. But that's money that we get for students that they get to have as a scholarship, which I'm really excited about for them.
Yeah, excellent. We will try to put a link to the sign up with this interview on our website, but is there an easy place that people can go to get information or to sign up for the Glow Run?
There is. Actually, I have it on public Facebook. So if you search it, like GHS Glow Run, you should be able to find it. And I've allowed it to be public. And so I keep posting it there regularly. I've tried to do it every day. If not, you can always email me or call the high school and I'll send you the link that you can go on. There's a QR code and there are posters all over GHS. We haven't really put them out as much around the community, and maybe that's a task we'll try to improve upon next year. But so we would love to have anybody. It can be an out-of-town person, anyone. And they're running for a good cause, and it'll be a Friday night. And you know what better way to spend your night than maybe having a family go from 7 to 9 p.m. And then there's music afterwards until 10. At 9:15, we'll have the awards in the stadium. And so that's pretty exciting. First, second, and third place medals for 9 different age divisions. The first one is 5 to 9 years old, and then 10 to 14, 15, or no, that's right. 10 to 14, then 15 to 19, 20 to 29, 30 to 39, 40 to 49, 50 to 59, 60 to 69, and 70 and over. And I do I did notice we had a 74-year-old person sign up.
So I was wondering,
So I think that was the oldest one I saw, and the youngest was a 5-year-old. So
very cool. You got a good range then.
Yeah.
You've got a rain date of Sunday if we do have inclement weather, right?
That's correct. And if it's just a little sprinkle or something, we'll go with it because, you know, people run in that.
Yeah.
But if it's lightning or thundering or it's just a torrential downpour or something, then we will wait and be running the same time, but on May 1st, which is Sunday evening.